Many believers and non-believers alike are asking big questions like, why get married? What is the big deal about divorce? And why should one remain faithful to one person for the rest of their lives? Focus on the Family advocates for marriage on a daily basis. And on the next Family Matters, we're going to answer a simple but loaded question. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A listener wrote to us asking what Focus on the Family's position is on divorce and remarriage. Well, before attempting to answer in detail, it's important to clarify our overall perspective. Here at Focus on the Family, we place the highest possible value on the sanctity of marriage. Next to an individual's relationship with God, we believe that there is nothing in this world more important than the bond between a husband and wife. That's why we're dedicated to doing everything we can to strengthen good marriages and bring healing and restoration to those that are struggling to survive. A large part of our ministry has been devoted to the preservation of marriage, and as a result, we're strongly opposed to divorce as an easy way of solving marital discord. That said, we'd like to share with you several biblical passages that have played an important role in shaping our thoughts on the subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. In general, as Bible-believing Christians, we take the view that God hates divorce, you can read that in Malachi 2:16, and desires to bring healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation to broken marital relationships. Nevertheless, we feel that there are three situations in which the Scriptures make allowance for divorce and remarriage. Firstly, when the first marriage and divorce occurred prior to salvation. Although a person cannot undo all the sins he has committed, he is forgiven for the wrongs he did before accepting Christ. You can read Corinthians 5:17. Secondly, when one's mate is guilty of sexual immorality and is unwilling to repent and live faithfully with the marriage partner. Jesus states specifically that divorce and remarriage are acceptable when due to this kind of hardness of heart. You can read that in Matthew 19 verse 9. And thirdly, when one of the mates is an unbeliever and willfully and permanently deserts the believing partner. This does not refer to a temporary departure, but a permanent abandonment. You can read 1 Corinthians 7, 12-15. There are some other biblical references that may prove helpful to you in gaining a clearer understanding of the Christian view of marriage and divorce. Looking at marriage, Genesis 2:24 says, "This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." You can read also Matthew 19:4-6, Romans 7:1-3, and 1 Corinthians 7:1-14. What does the Bible say about divorce? You can read Malachi 2:13-16. And 1 Corinthians 7:10-11 says, "To the married I give this command, not I, but the Lord. A wife must not separate from her husband, but if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. And a husband must not divorce his wife." You can also read Matthew 19:3-9 and Colossians 3:12-14. What about extramarital sexual activity? Exodus 20 verse 14 says, "You shall not commit adultery." You can also read Matthew 5:28, 1 Corinthians 6:12-20, and Hebrews 13 verse 4. And what are the biblical roles of husband and wives? You can read Ephesians 5:21-33 and Colossians 3:18-19. With these things in mind, it's important to add the caution that we must not become so caught up in the assigning accountability for the circumstances of divorce that we fail to have compassion for the individuals involved. They need our friendship and understanding, regardless of the circumstances surrounding the breakup of their marriage. To treat them as lepers or second-class citizens is not only cruel and insensitive, it is also a breach of Christ's commandment that we love one another as He has loved us. There can be no sense in inflicting greater pain upon those who are already wounded. Instead, we are called to become agents of healing in their lives. If your marriage is hurting, or if you have further questions about this subject, we'd like to invite you to call Focus on the Family's counseling department. The counseling staff would be happy to help you in any way they can. They can also offer you a referral to a qualified marriage and family therapist practicing in your area. Please call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.